Welcome. Thank you. If you're here live with us, we hope you're going to enjoy this weekly news update. I've always got good news reports. I'm excited about that. And then we're going to dive into a couple of heavy subjects, one that I've repeatedly been reporting on, and that is the problems that we're having in our streets, within our government, and within this country with the rise of the Palestinian activism and putting our wonderful Jewish citizens at risk, as well as Canadian citizens at risk as well. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Canada, and never before in the history of Canada, other than when Islamists came into this nation, has it been to the degree and the level of what we're facing today. So I'm going to turn to our beautiful map, and for those of you who are just watching this weekly news update for the first time, this is Action for Canada nationwide. This is what we look like. Every one of those beautiful little maple leaves represents a chapter with Action for Canada. And if you come to join under APRC chapters, that might be under my photo right now, but in the column there, you'll find that in the menu. And you scroll down and you will find by province a list of the chapters in your province, and hopefully you're going to find one within your community. If not, please consider coming to this link right here where it says register and consider becoming an actual Action for Canada chapter leader. It will be one of the best decisions you ever make. We're doing some really amazing and awesome things. And as you will notice, we say Action for Canada. We're not just about reporting the news. We're about bringing you in and involving you and mobilizing you to take back this country and to deal with this tyrannical government. And really, it's something I encourage you to be a part of. If you can't, you're not in a position to lead, then don't even hesitate to show up and be a volunteer. If you don't know how can I be a volunteer, you won't know unless you show up and we'll figure it out together. All right, super. And please make sure that you share our weekly news updates. This is the kind of thing that you're not going to typically hear in the mainstream media. So we've got a bit of a breaking news report today. I'm just going to back up here for a moment. I'll just, I'm not going to play the volume because there is some coarse language in it, but this was unfolding in Newfoundland today. There was a peaceful protest, and I want to emphasize peaceful protest, from all of the individuals, the citizens who had shown up, and it was regarding protesting low wages and the government. It was done at the House of Commons in Newfoundland, and they called in the Horse Brigade. And not only are they abusive to, I'll just hit the play button. Again, I'm not going to play the volume, but you can see that everybody in the crowd is peaceful. And this officer here is forcing his horse backwards into the crowd. This goes against the nature of a horse. If that horse were to let out and kick, I mean, there would be severe damage. Also, that officer is wearing spurs. And see, he's kicking and kicking that horse and forcing it. So it is abuse towards the people and their right to be there and peacefully protest, but that is abuse towards that horse. So everybody in Newfoundland, anybody in Canada that wants to write the Premier of Newfoundland, I'm sorry, I just found out about this before coming on the show. Otherwise, I would have provided you with the Premier's email address. Anyways, this went on for quite a period of time, and the lady that was taking this video said that when these horses showed up, they just went straight through the crowd. And then these are workers apparently going into the building, and the protest, yeah, had continued. We'll have to continue to see and hope that somebody will report further on what happened there. But something to be aware of, what is happening to our country. Okay, now I'm going to get to it. I have a lot to cover before we have our wonderful guest, David Cook, on and tonight for the Empower Hour. And we're going to be talking about MAID, and that's assisted suicide. There's no way around it. And just make sure that if you're watching after the fact, go to our description, because we'll have a link to the Empower Hour there. Okay, Epoch Times, some of you may have seen this headline this week. Former finance minister's thank you letter to WEF, the World Economic Forum, suggests more collaboration than disclosed. The reason I'm bringing this up is because Action for Canada filed a legal action that was 391 pages long, and Rocco always said it wasn't just about BC, it wasn't just about Canada, that this was a global agenda. and that we needed to call out and name all of the players. And so we've even got agitators within the freedom movement, like Kip Warner and his team. There was others, Rick Thomas, and they have done nothing but criticize Rocco and Action for Canada and Ted Koontz. We dealt with that in January. Don't want to go over it again. But you know, they mocked the statement of claim as if it was based on conspiracy theories and world events and etc. But listen to this. This comes out from the Epoch Times. It says, close interactions between Canadian cabinet ministers and the World Economic Forum are well documented. But a newly revealed letter suggests forum staff may have been doing more work with the federal government than they previously disclosed. Do you think? In an undated letter to a WEF official, former Finance Minister Bill Morneau praised the organization and its collaboration to achieve common objectives. And of course, we know that there's already, through Judge Mosley, the ruling where he said what had happened with the Truckers convoy was against the Constitution and the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. There is more actions that are coming there, but it just legitimizes what we've been saying in our legal action. And Rocco was the first one in Canada to file, and he was the only one who had filed and named Bill Gates and the other players in this, regardless of people were going to call us conspiracy theorists. Everything in Vaccine Choice Canada's filing and our own turned out to be 100% accurate. So we're going to be pursuing, we're going to continue to go forward. We're going to file our new notice of civil claim. I'll keep keeping you updated on that, but I just wanted to point that out. All right, to all you naysayers who have been attacking Rocco and Action for Canada, we're going to hold the line here. There's other lawyers as well in Canada who are doing great work. All right. Again, Action for Canada. When bad things are happening in this country, we want to mobilize citizens. A really bad thing that's been happening in Manitoba, as you may have heard, is that the government has allowed CERC, Sexual Education Resource Center, to teach sexual health in the classrooms. And of course, just like Planned Parenthood, they had disgusting gay porn presented and given and handed out to grade 9, distributed to grade 9 and 10 students. And they also had a table set up somewhere in the school where kids could access that information. So we put a call to action out. Citizen Go, who we partner with, had created a petition. That one wasn't our own, but we said, hey, why start a new one? They've done a great job there, and it's directed at the principal from the school, the Minister of Education, the Premier, etc. So please make sure you sign these petitions and take the actions when we send them out. Who is CERC? Sexuality Education Resource Center, the same as every radical LGBTQ activist group out there. Now, something that I noted when I was going through their webpage, looking at the sexuality wheel and sex positivity, I decided to click on this page, which was, what is sexuality? What is sex positivity? And in the last paragraph, it goes, at its core, sex positivity is complex. And CERC acknowledges that a person's relationship with their sexuality and experiences may be complicated. It is impossible to ignore power dynamics and intersectionality when discussing sex positivity. I get exhausted just reading this garbage. Anyways, there are many barriers to applying a sex positive framework, including but not limited to, now this, just hear this, sexism, sexual violence, taboo, stigma, racism, and colonization. Oh, they can't help but put that one in there. Heteronormativity and homophobia, ableism and ageism. And I thought, ageism? What's ageism? So I looked up the definition of ageism. Well, look at there. Prejudice or discrimination on the grounds of a person's age. This is evidence, as far as I'm concerned, that they're pushing a pedophile agenda. And already back in October, I showed you proof with the SOGI 123 toolkit. It was kindergarten to grade 6. I went through the whole resource with you that was from the BC government, proving that they were sexualizing, indoctrinating, and grooming our children. And CERC, right here on their webpage, is proving it as well. All right. It doesn't take much to understand we should be pulling our kids out of school en masse. Please do your best to do that. Partner with other parents and figure out how to do it. I know everybody is needing to work, and couples are desperate to make ends meet and pay the mortgage or the rent and get food on the table, but we've got to figure this out. And Action for Canada is trying to help you by creating Homeschooling Revolution and the pods, and reaching out to pastors and churches and other groups to help you get your kids out of any publicly funded education system. Okay, good news reports. El Salvador bans gender ideology from being taught in public schools. El Salvador has the most amazing president, and he was thanking God when he recently got elected again. I'm telling you, even if you're an atheist, it was the Christian nations that offered you democracies and freedoms. And so please, that you need to pick a side of whether you want to go with the radical activists that are trying to tear down our nation, or if you want to stand for what our foundation is, which is built on biblical principles, which is compared to other nations, something really, really wonderful. Okay, so NHS England to stop prescribing puberty blockers for kids. I believe I have two news updates. Children to stop getting puberty blockers at gender identity clinics in England. I just want you to see that this is a huge success. This is a huge win. It all started in Europe, then it was really hot in America, and then it came to Canada under Justin Trudeau. So the more that we all work together, the more unite with Action for Canada, Campaign Life Coalition. We have David Cook coming on. We're all working really hard to bring awareness, but it also relies on who we bring into government. Who do we elect? So you got to care about who you vote for and where they stand on these important issues. And don't vote for a candidate that's even rerunning who was very silent on these issues, but now sees it's the hot topic and might get him elected again. Don't vote for that person. Find somebody within your community that is fighting with a genuine heart and understands that this is destroying families and our children's lives. Again, finally, a breakthrough Red Deer Catholic directive would require teachers to out students to remove pride material. This is a big deal because one of their, I believe it was a school trustee, got removed. I forget all the details. I believe she's fighting that. But now they turn around and they say you cannot gender a student at school. So again, thankfully, because of the squeaky wheel, that's us, that's you, the elected officials, the people in government are understanding they're not going to win on the leftist side of things, so they better change direction. Last year in May, we had provided this letter, ban non-government and special interest group flags, and every space should be neutral as far as flags are concerned, which means that if you serve this to your mayor and city council, there's a very good chance that they won't fly the pride flag. We had numerous good news stories last year of mayors and city councils. This is all they needed. They just needed the facts, and they just needed a position to say to the LGBTQ when they show up, hey, you know what? We need to keep our public spaces neutral so that everybody is treated equally. It's not out of disrespect. We're not raising that flag. So be prepared. Start sending it to your mayor and city councils, your school trustees, your principals at your school, and let's get all of this political nonsense out of our schools. It's affecting our kids. It affects society. It's a very powerful little symbol, and they knew that. They took the rainbow. It's a biblical symbol, and they've made something very much nefarious out of it, with a scheme behind it, as you can see, has spread through society and has not had positive effects. All right, under current issues, you'll see our political LGBTQ page. If you want to access the banned non-governmental flags, here you are. That's where you can find that letter and all sort of other terrific resources that we've explained, as well as the further action that we had on the petitions about ending the porn distribution in Manitoba and so much more. You can also find that under our petition site. Moving along. Well, I was going to skip this, but we'll have it ready next week. The youth leadership, we're doing another speaker program. It's starting May 7th to June 4th. We just have to fix a little something with our registration, and we'll be blasting that out. So make sure on Tuesday nights your kids attend. Get your youth group involved, and let's participate and do this together and make strong leaders out of our youth. We want to give them a voice. They could, they're the leaders of this nation in the future, and we're going to have to train them up. We're going to have to teach them how to deal with the very difficult subjects that they're facing on a daily basis, whether in school, society, the younger ones, you know, the young people that are maybe in their 20s going to work, and of course on social media. So we want to counter all of that and have strong, healthy individuals who are ready to lead this country in the future. That starts now. Of course, our second annual Prayer Walk for Revival is coming up, and we encourage you to sign up because prayer moves mountains. All right. Okay, another good, this is not a good news report. I have reported previously on the e-bike batteries catching on fire randomly. And unfortunately, this gentleman had brought the battery in to recharge it. The house caught on fire. She got out safely and her husband did not. So she is suing them. So please don't make the same mistake. Take your e-bikes back. Ask, you know, for a refund. This is dangerous stuff. And these are not the first reports. They should be on the mainstream media warning people. If you park them in your garage, I would highly recommend that you don't park them there. You may not find them if you put them in the driveway. They may not be there in the morning, but it's better than your house burning down. Okay, again, big news. Sweden, of all places, going against cashless agenda. The needle is moving because everybody's getting out there and they're protesting and opposing against the global agenda. Victories for a nurse in Alberta. She won after years. She had to go to Colorado to find work, but this is fantastic. It ends up that AHS, I believe it was, the CRNA, sorry, had conceded, and College of Registered Nurses of Alberta. This was regarding COVID and her not getting the jab, and they've dismissed it, and she won. This is a huge win for all nurses. I might have reported on this previously, 9 Ontario nurses fired for refusing COVID vaccines should be reinstated. The arbitrator rules. It's breaking down. The scenario is falling apart. But what are they doing? This is, again, David Eby, Bonnie Henry, the NDP government are supporting this tyranny. They again shut down the 100 Mile Hospital. And the reason is they sent this out. It was for shifts for the hospital, but there aren't enough nurses to cover it. Isn't that something? We have 4,000 nurses, unvaxxed nurses in British Columbia waiting to go back to work. And the NDP government, out of their pride, out of their horrible, evil agenda to only allow vaccinated nurses to work at the risk of people's safety in British Columbia, they are not allowing unvaccinated nurses to go back to work. Shame on them. They should be arrested. David Eby, you're on warning, sir. You have been warned so often that you are putting people's lives at risk. They've done this in Merritt as well and numerous other hospitals. They're shutting them down rather than bringing our nurses back to work. Okay, Saskatchewan rural municipalities agree CO2 is not a pollutant, prompting sharp exchange in the legislature. On March 14th, 95% of rural municipal politicians at the annual SARM convention in Regina voted to recognize that CO2 is not a pollutant and to have the Saskatchewan Party government remove the province from all national and international net zero agreements. All right. Squeaky wheel got this done. Okay. Keep being squeaky. Just a real quick one. Breaking news. I've reported on the Texas border because it is critical to the security of Canada as well. Where do you think those millions of fake migrants are heading through America and into Canada? And if America goes down, how much longer do you think Canada will stand? Trudeau is purposely flooding us with immigrants and migrants who are hostile towards Canada, and we need to put a stop to it. And as you know, last week I was not here on the Empower Hour because I was in Toronto, and I was meeting with key officials about supporting Israel, putting together a task force, and it's necessary. And when I just unfold these last minutes of my weekly news update, you'll see why. We need to shut down immigration immediately until we can get things in order. And I believe that we need to shut down all manifestations of Islam as well. Nearly every mosque in Canada is under surveillance. Our tax dollars are paying for that. It is putting the Canadian citizens at risk. I already mentioned at the onset what's happening with the horrific rise in anti-Semitism and the Palestinian Muslim agitators, and I'll just cover some of that now. So this is a huge win with Texas holding the line down there, and I hope neighboring states will support the Texas governor and they will do likewise. Okay, on the political radical LGBTQ page, which you can find under current issues, you will find information on here such as the rise of political Islam in Canada, a report I wrote back in 2018 and launched it in 2019, and it gives you just an idea of what was happening back then. Never mind, since 2019, I haven't had a chance to keep this page up to date. But let me just tell you, the problem has gotten much worse because Canadians have been quiet, thinking that we just need to let anybody in our country because otherwise you're a racist or intolerant. It is not intolerant that when you have dangerous disruptors who are not respecting our laws and expect us to treat them with special privilege, these people don't belong in Canada. And we need to be able to say that out loud. We have a right to protect the future of Canada for our children. This El Quds Day report, this has been going on for years and years. This is significant when I play a little clip from Doug Ford. On this page as well, if you scroll down just a little bit more, the news sources, I've got to add to this because there are other organizations who provide reporting on Islam. They want world domination. We're being infiltrated right now with Islamists, with Muslims who want to take over this nation. They're in all levels of government. And this is why I say you got to take very seriously your vote. And we're still the majority here. And if you want us to remain that way and to shut this down, oh my goodness, you guys, I'm just appealing to you every single time to get out to vote, to be responsible and know who you're voting for. And I'm going to encourage you, don't vote Islamists into office. I don't care how nice it all seems, because there's the explanatory memorandum, which said they're to enter our miserable house from within and to take over without any shots fired. And the way to do that is to infiltrate government and start passing policies like they've been doing with Motion M103, the Islamophobia motion, to quell criticism of Islam. And it's like, no, that's not a non-binding motion. Criticism needs, Islam needs criticism, especially when we see what's happening in our streets. So as well, there is Global Faith weekly updates that they send out. Wonderful organization. They have every Friday, they pray for Muslims around the world, but they also provide an amazing amount of reports to show you the evidence of what Muslims are doing in Western nations and the havoc. They've highlighted Action for Canada and myself with the weekly news updates because of the reports that we're doing to show what's happening in Canada and other places. So I would recommend, if you're interested in it, sign up with them. Now, there was this big to-do and this big political posturing in the legislature the other day. It was Jagmeet Singh that had tabled a motion to call Palestinian a state. And I just wanted to, I'm not going to go through this video, maybe some of you have seen it, but Jagmeet Singh is well known to, well, it is said that he's a Khalistani Sikh, and with the company he keeps, he had a meeting where he doesn't make any apology for it with this Khalistani terrorist. And you can see, if I were to play the video, there's Jagmeet Singh. He was, there he is right there with the Khalistani terrorists at this meeting. And quote, they say, it endorses violence, the Khalistanis, Sikhs, it endorses violence as a legitimate form of resistance and survival to gain their sovereignty. And what do you know? Sikhs are being permitted to come in Canada, the Khalistani Sikhs, and to set up camp their terrorism is here, and Justin Trudeau is doing nothing but pandering to them all. So let's just think about that as we see Jagmeet Singh table a motion calling for recognition of a Palestinian state. Craziness, craziness. As the vote turned out, the NDP, the Bloc, and Greens, and most Liberals voted in favor of the motion. All the Conservatives and a few Liberals, they've named them here, three of them, voted against it. And then the headline, I also wanted to point out that the Canadian Immigration Minister accuses Israel of the largest hostage taking in the world because they're fighting back for survival against Hamas, not the Palestinians. Don't listen to CNN and the mainstream news saying they're stopping food from coming in. It is all grossly lies. And we've got this woman. There was something seriously wrong with her. She just went to Israel. She ended up going through hearing all of the stories of the attacks, knowing that there's hostages, and further to this motion to claim Palestine as an actual state, because it's not, it's a district within Israel. So they are then calling as well for a halting, Canada to halt arms sales to Israel after non-binding vote in the House of Commons. So let's just take a look at that. Okay. Palestine has rejected 5 offers to have its own state. And so as a result, just let me see, there was a news press release. Okay, where it said it was an exercise absolutely in futility. Jagmeet Singh is posturing himself. Trudeau is wanting votes for what? For these people that are calling causing chaos in our country? They need to be completely shut down. Shame on Melanie Joly for this. Man, I hope she ends up in jail one day for these crimes that she's committing. It is just absolutely frightful. Okay, I would like to just play this short video. Let me just see the time. We're a few minutes. I know I've let David know. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Terenzio, could we please play that?
After 5 months of fighting between Hamas and Israel, a temporary ceasefire looked to be on the horizon, with negotiations taking place in Cairo. Under the terms of the proposed 6-week truce, Israel would cease its counter-terrorism operations against Hamas in Gaza. And in exchange, Hamas would release wounded female and elderly hostages. The truce would have also seen the repositioning of the Israeli forces, allowing Gazans to return to their homes in northern Gaza. As of early March, Israel accepted the agreement, which could have led to a longer cessation of hostilities. But Hamas, the Gaza-based terrorist group, refused to agree to the conditions laid out. One senior White House official said in a March 7th press conference, "The onus is on Hamas." Hamas's rejection of the truce, which could have been extended if agreed to by both parties, is consistent with the group's stated goal to destroy Israel. But Hamas's rejection of temporary ceasefire flies in the face of widespread public misconception that it is Israel, not Hamas, which is the obstacle to peace. In protests around the world, demonstrators chant "ceasefire now," blaming Israel for the current war, all while ignoring Hamas's culpability in kidnapping hundreds of hostages. But as Hamas's rejection shows, it is the Palestinian terrorist group which has a bloodlust for violence and death. It is Hamas which is responsible for the ongoing war and suffering of both Israelis and Palestinians. It is long past due that the news media tell the public that it is Hamas, not Israel, which is the obstacle to peace between both peoples.
Okay, so it's important for us to have these conversations, because can you imagine? You saw those people in the end. Those were Israelis. Those were Jewish unarmed citizens. Like, it could be like you and me running for their lives because they were unarmed. Justin Trudeau wants to unarm Canadians. Don't give up your guns. Constitutionally, 100%, we have a right to bear arms in this country. No, it's just not in the United States. And UN Watch has already said a Palestinian UNRWA is a Palestinian-run terrorist operation. UNRWA had Hamas network underneath, in the tunnels, under their building, under hospitals. They want to disarm Israel. Can you imagine? These are terrorists. Intelligence has revealed, this is on Wall Street Journal, intelligence reveals details of UN agency staffs linked to October 7th attack. So Honest Reporting, I highly recommend that you would join them. And I showed you where that was on the page, because they're telling you when global news, CTV news, universities, whoever is giving the impression that it is Israel that is the problem in this war and that they need a ceasefire. Can you imagine if they lay down their guns? Hamas doesn't want, Palestinians do not want a two-state solution. They've proven that over and over again. They want the death of the Jews and the annihilation of them. And so I'm just going to carry on. We're almost done. There's just this one video with Doug Ford recently, because if you're not aware, they're celebrating the month of Ramadan. The month. Think about that. We get one day for Canada Day, one day to celebrate our veterans. There should be no celebrations of foreign entities in this nation. It needs to be wiped off the calendar and removed. The Muslims are not, these radical Islamists are not contributing well to Canada. So let's just watch this video from Doug Ford.
Today, we commemorate the International Day to Combat Islamophobia, a day dedicated to promoting understanding and peace. Unfortunately, over the last several years, we've seen an unprecedented rise in hate incidents across Canada. Here in Ontario, our diversity is our greatest strength, and religious and racial discrimination of any kind will never, ever be tolerated. We'll continue to work with our Muslim communities and all communities to ensure that people can practice their faith without fear or intimidation. Ontario is and always will be a place where everyone is welcome.
Okay, so as we know, Doug Ford is a big liar. He's a big liar. I won't add the other word that normally goes with that because it might be offensive, but he's a big liar, just a big liar. And I'm going to show you why. All right, so one of the people in that post said, please point out the Islamophobia, you coward. All right, these are the people that are on our streets. Remember at the Mount Sinai Hospital where ambulances were being blocked so that our citizens couldn't get in there? And the rallies that are ongoing, I mentioned Al-Quds Day. This is just a vile anti-Semitic celebration that the Muslims have across Canada. We were fighting this years ago, way before pre-COVID, and you guys were aware that there were problems. Guess what? We did petitions and letter writing to Doug Ford saying permanently shut down Al-Quds Day. What do you think Doug Ford has done? Nothing. He continues to allow the anti-Semitism in his street. In Thornhill, the Muslim, the pro-Hamas gangs are coming out and intimidating and protesting against the Jews. This fellow, I think his name is Navdeep or something, he has just been an agitator at every single event. And if you take a look at somewhere along here, they actually are laying their hands on the police. And you tell me where that would fly. We've got David Lindsay coming up on the show, and you can see their hands on the police right here. Why are they getting away with that? Why are Muslims getting away with that? Why wasn't he stuck in a police car and taken and arrested? You saw what's going on in Newfoundland, where the police are abusing Canadian citizens. Why are these Muslim pro-Hamas supporters in our streets allowed to? They were outside a Jewish synagogue. Not outside the consulate, outside a Jewish synagogue in a neighborhood. It is disgusting what they're getting away with. And in Scarborough, this guy was on here. I forget what the message was. And it was about the infidels, not the infidels, anybody that leaves Islam and goes to another religion or leaves Islam should be killed. That is what they are preaching in the mosques in Canada. This is why I say all manifestations of Islam need to be shut down. If there are mosques under surveillance, then we need to get people elected into office who are going to be willing to shut them down. They're doing it in European nations because they've realized they let it went too far. We're at a real precipice right here where we can make a difference, but that's another issue. Okay, this was just about a guy in Europe. This is one of the reasons a teacher was talking about Muhammad and he ended up getting beheaded by a number of his students. And if you think, well, that's in Europe, Well, take a look in Canada. 9 years ago in their Islamic schools, this is a kid with a fake sword in his hand teaching these small children about beheadings. And then later they pretended to put the heads in a big bin. That's in Canada, my friends. I've told you in other countries, Christians are under the greatest persecution. And guess who's always behind it? Muslims. They've now kidnapped 287 children ages 5 to 12 from their school in Nigeria. Do you not think that this thread of violence follows them wherever they go? And we're seeing it on our streets right now, but they're a small percentage of the population, but growing rapidly, outnumbering us in birth rates. So I appeal to you once again, please do something about it. Sign our petition that will be in the description to stop mass immigration so we can get this under control and invite people, allow people to come into this nation that support our values. There's 56 Islamic majority countries. There's no reason for Muslims to be living here that do not accept our values. They can go live out their life however they choose in another nation that supports in the 56 Islamic majority countries, not Canada. This is not permitted in Canada. And we need to be bold, and we have a right to defend our borders and our country and the future for our children. So again, that's my appeal. Again, we have David Lindsay coming on. I've called it Made for Murder, which is exactly what they're doing. And I'll end with this scripture. I think it's very timely. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, the God of the Bible. Okay, the God of Islam with a small G-O-D isn't turning out so good. It's not looking too good when I look at all of the Islamic nations and I look at what these people are bringing into our country.
Druthers is Canada's largest, most loved, independent, people-powered newspaper. Now with over 8.5 million copies printed and distributed coast to coast by concerned Canadians like you. Please donate, subscribe, volunteer, get involved. Together we can save this country. If you stand for freedom, go to www.druthers.net.
Today's episode was sponsored by Galatians 5:1 Freedom Coffee. Galatians 5:1 is the first freedom-fighting coffee company focused on bringing unity back into community by bridging the divide with gourmet coffee. It goes beyond fueling the fight for freedom. Action for Canada receives 10% of all coffee sales made. Galatians 5:1 offer a wide selection of coffee products. Go to Galatians51freedom.coffee to choose your own personal coffee experience made just for you.
Pursue it. You have a virtuous heart if you are here today pursuing.